Fox News Radio.
Are those of the hosts of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:05, June the 14th, it's Flag Day. We'll talk a little bit about that. I think we're going to have the Giant Flag reps here today to talk a little bit about Flag Day and some of the things they're doing. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop in the chat room. And I tell you what, it's great that when I turn on the computer, or Bad Bob turns on the computer and goes to the chat room, it is already filled up and people are talking already. And I'm hearing things from, you know, I want my own show, to how's your feet, to it's Flag Day, you know, it just goes on. Good morning, everybody in the chat room. Sun Gold, Indy, Man Oh Man, Big Bad Dog, all of y'all, Daniel, everybody in there. Good morning. Linda's on assignment. Yeah, I know. Linda's on assignment, but I promise you, you're going to like it. Meanwhile, speaking of liking things, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Okay, Bad Bob, you are the weather guru. You're the weather girl today.
We are pushing the century, Mark. The high estimated at 97. I'm betting triple digits today. Light winds out of the northwest. Should be okay weather tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, near 95. Right now, we've got 69 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards, a great place to go out and have a brunch. Great place for dinner. They have music this weekend. I tell you what, they are smoking out there, and I don't mean any of that strange stuff because they don't do that out there. Anyway, in Somo Vineyards, right out there past Palo Cedro. Now, let's start talking about a few things. We've got a busy show today. We got Melissa Hunt coming in from Anderson. We also have Greg Catteray, who's the owner and general manager of the Colt 45s, that's baseball team we have in town. If you haven't been to a good baseball team game lately, you got to go out and see the Colt 45s. And then, of course, our big flag guy, the Lions Club, is going to be in here to talk about what they're doing out there. But let's just talk a little bit about what's going on. Okay, did I say I wasn't going to talk about Representative Wiener anymore? Okay, I made a mistake. I've got to. Wiener. The Wiener roast continues. In this case, the White House has cut him loose. White House, President Obama says, you know, this is a distraction, and this man needs to get his life back together, maybe someplace else. Now, President Obama didn't say those exact words, but he did say it's time for this guy to get his act together someplace else. So I would say Representative Wiener is going to be Mr. Wiener here pretty soon, as he should be. I mean, this whole thing was ludicrous from the time he got caught and his lying and the whole thing. You know what? We've come to the point where our elected representatives, how many people have lost faith? If you look at any poll, you're going to see that people believe only 27% of the people, maybe 27 to 30% of the people in our country believe that Congress is going the right direction. This is a group of people that we can respect, an august body like this. And then you say to yourself, if this is happening in Congress, if this is happening in the House of Representatives and the Senators, and yes, even the President, as Clinton proved so readily so many years ago, it's been going downhill since then, is the fact that if we can't respect our leaders at that point and at that level, then what happens? Is it a general breakdown? Well, there's some things that are happening right here in Reading, my friends, that are just a little bit scary. Things that you need to be aware of, and things that I didn't realize were this serious until Record Searchlight did a good story on it. If you take a look at the Searchlight today. But there, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell going away. We're going to talk about the Army. And if you go read Reading.com of my blog, Time Under the Helmet, you'll see is that the Army has decided that wearing berets for their regular troops is not a good idea. But we'll talk about all those when we come back from our break. This is Carl Linda Bott. 7:10 in the morning, June the 14th, Flag Day. It's already 69 degrees. We're going for 100. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it. And what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Redding by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Carl on the bot. Linda's on assignment. 7:14 in the morning on June the 14th and Flag Day. And somebody's calling to talk about that. Daniel, you are live on Free Fire Radio.
Salute to you, Colonel.
And salute back, right back at you there, you little Coast Guard guy.
Hey, I had just wanted to say I'm happy that we can still fly Old Glory and salute the flag. And I decided I was going to put a little challenge out to the listeners, too.
Okay.
You know, you're doing that fundraiser with the dancing and all that?
I am.
I'll toss an extra $20 in if you'll do it in Red PF flyers.
What, the dance?
Yes, sir.
I can't do that. I have to have special shoes so I can glide across the floor. You know, if it was just me, Daniel, I'd think about it. If there was enough money raised, it'd have to be thousands. But then you have to figure that it's you know, Kathy Babcock, my partner, this person deserves a medal that's bigger than her. You know, I have to keep my feet sliding along. If they start, you know, like bouncing around, all five feet of her would probably be bruised from the toes all the way up to her knees. So I'm just
Let's do it this way. I'll toss the $20 in if you just let me have a picture of you in the Red PF flyer.
Well, we might do that. Or I could take that $20 and let you enter the rifle raffle.
Hey, I could do that, too.
There you go. See, I've got tickets now. I've already sold 40 of them, and I've only got 200. The rifle raffle for the Women's Refuge is going now. They're 10 bucks a ticket. You got one chance in 200. If you buy two tickets, it's 1 in 100 chance of winning, which is better than the other lottery you ever had around here.
Now, I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Are these supporters of Anthony Weiner, do we call them jockstraps?
I guess if there's any supporters left, you could call them probably anything you want.
All right.
Okay, Daniel,
have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. And it's welcome Angel and Max and a couple other people that are on. Okay. The other things I want to talk about today. Don't ask, don't tell. The Gates, who is leaving, outgoing Department of Defense, says that it doesn't seem like there's any problems with this. You know, the services can handle it. You've got to ask yourself, it's the essential questions on this don't ask, don't tell, is there were problems with it. The service chief said don't do it. So now, but you're getting it forced on them. I mean, that's just the bottom line. It's getting forced on them. Now, the other thing is the ramifications of this, is it clear that the clergy that are in the military, are they going to be forced to perform same-sex marriages? That's a question. And that in where before it was said that the head of the chaplains came out with some kind of statement saying that they, you know, they were going to do it, and then he got slapped down viciously by the House of Representatives, bipartisanly, by the way. And so that has not been addressed. The other part is what if you, how do you handle married same-sex soldiers? Where do you put them? They will not get the same, they will not get the housing benefits or the medical benefits of heterosexuals. How can you do that? And what happens if you've been married in Connecticut and you're considered married there? Does the military consider you married because it's a federal thing and under the federal policy of the Sanctity of Marriage Act, whatever that thing was called? There's a lot of things to this that are just opening up when they do this. And we're right in the middle of, last time I looked, two wars, people still being killed, and the Libyan adventure. Now, I want to talk about something that's... there's so many dumb things going on here. I don't even know where to start. Okay. Bag fees. Of course, we just heard it on the news here, but I had it written already. The bag fees that the airlines charge, and they're such a pain. Well, guess what? That's the only thing that's keeping the airlines afloat, is bag fees. They're making billions off it. And because of that, that allows them to fly. That keeps them from losing tons of money. As opposed to just losing a lot of money, this actually brings them into the black in some cases. The budget of our state. You know that come Wednesday, if they don't have a budget, we start taking money away from the legislators. Yep. That means that they don't. Did you know that, Bad Bob? That they start losing their parts of their salary if they can't get a budget on the table and agreed on.
Why didn't that start on day one of this mess?
Well, they're talking about, Governor Brown came out and said that rise above partisan differences and to not listen to those talk shows, those bloggers and anti-tax advocates. Instead, pass this for 5 years, this continuation of the taxes before, which, and you know what? If you could show me that these taxes were being used to pay down this and to go to parts instead of going to, like, grants for illegal aliens and things like that, I might have a better look at it. But, I am concerned about the fact that we're going to get ready to lose a lot of money to our law enforcement with the vehicle licensing fee being taken away. But for 2 years, we've had that fee, huge amounts of money coming in on that and income tax and that, but now it's gone away. But what did we do with that? We just got deeper in debt with those taxes. What is Brown going to do that's different? And who is standing beside Brown when he says, let's vote for more taxes? He had the unions were there. He had the educational system was there. But he had a lot of people. He had California groups representing business, labor, law enforcement, and education stood by his side and pledged their support for this proposal. I still haven't seen a clear plan from Brown on what he's going to do with the money. What I mean, what if we continue on? The state made $6.5 billion more this year, you know, in taxes. So if we give, you know, and which was more than they thought they were going to do. What was that money used for? These licensing fees, these other fees, these taxes that they want to extend, what are they used for? How can we keep getting deeper in debt if we had those before for 2 years? What changes are there? What changes are they going to make? And maybe we need to see that first before we have, you know, people stop screaming about, you know, not extending these things. All right, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, we've got, we've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about here, things that are happening right here in River City. It's Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 7:20 in the morning on June 14th, Flag Day. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Join us in our fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to Win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars, and let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Links, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:25 in the morning on June 14th, Flag Day. And I just, this announcement just came across here that U.S. military says two more American soldiers have been killed while conducting operations in southern Iraq. They didn't give details in the operation, saying only the two were killed Monday. And new deaths bring to 4,462 the number of American service members who have died in Iraq since the war began in 2003. And it makes the number 8 killed in June so far, which probably brings us up to like the top month in a long time. Our prayers and condolences and thoughts go out to the families of those two soldiers. Okay, let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob. I just comment about Governor Brown, and it's just business as usual. They want to keep the taxes higher or raise them, but not cut anything. Which brings me, yesterday, the doctor, you were talking about, you know, they need to cut all programs, each other way at all programs, not just make a massive cut in Medicare and Social Security and law enforcement, fire department. And there's places to cut all over rather than just those programs.
Yeah. You know, to me, it's there's you take a look at it, and what do you need to make your house run? You know, what does it need? You need certain things to make your house run, then to take care of your immediate family. Anything out of that, then if there's money left over for that, then you do it. But yeah. We have the money to run the state. What we have is bad planning, bad laws, and I'm getting ready to get into one of those in just a second. That's just stupid. So
yeah.
Anyway, but you're right. You know, we need to do something, and we can't just keep throwing more money at it because obviously it doesn't work. The money was there before, and we just kept getting deeper and deeper because nobody wants to rein in the laws that they just keep dumping on us.
Laws and the reckless spending that they do.
Absolutely.
They're not accountable for anything.
Why would I want to give them more money? If you could just say, okay, look, these vehicle licensing fees and these things and these taxes would be used for these things specifically, would pay this down, but they can't do that. You know, are they going to use the money? You know, they just voted to give, grants, education grants to illegal aliens that are going to our system. And at the same time, we're shutting down the system because we don't have enough money for it, and we're doubling the cost of the tuition. What are these people smoking up there? Whatever it is, it puts them so far out of the people.
They're out of touch. I mean, they got so much little freebies paid for, and they get paid for not doing their job. So
well, we're not going to start paying them come Wednesday, and I love that. Okay, hey Bob, thanks a lot.
As long as it's not retroactive.
Yeah, too bad. Can't be. All right, thanks a lot. Okay, you know what? Let me give you an example of this stupid law. Here's it's a carbon monoxide mandate. You know, you've got to have, starting July 1st, a new state replacement requirement for certain single-family homes be equipped with carbon monoxide detectors. Now, if you've got something in there that you have power of natural gas, propane, wood, or other fossil fuels, you've got to have a monoxide detector in there, right? Excuse me. So they pay... I mean, they're not expensive. They're $20 to $75. But okay, you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Because they don't have a carbon monoxide detector in the home. Officials in Siskiyou and Shasta County said there won't be any crackdown on them if they're in compliance. We're not going to be involved in new construction, said Russ Mall. Now, why? The law says that after a $200 fine can come after a 30-day warning. But it's unclear who would write the citation. It doesn't detail any enforcement agency. The state isn't providing cities or counties with extra money. And without money from the state, it's unenforceable. Another stupid requirement coming out of Sacramento. Why? Why don't you find things that you're going to be working on? It's unenforceable. Nobody's going to take a look at it. There's no money for it. Give me a break. What are you thinking of?
The most dangerous words in the world are, there ought to be a law.
They have come to the point where this is just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Okay, we've got 30 seconds left. We've got people on the line. We've got guests lining up. We've got to take a break here for the news. But, you know, it's just one thing after another. But we've got room here for the next hour and a half to get everything in. Our guest when we come back is Greg Cataray of the Colt 45s. We'll get to Don as soon as we get back for his question. And this is Carl Linda Bott. 7:29 in the morning. KCNR 1460 is June 14th. It's Flag Day. Fly your banner proudly. And this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street rallies in early morning trading following 6 weeks of declines. The blue chip seeing triple-digit gains at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow up 116 points at 12,069. Retail sales fell in May for the first time since last June, sales dipping 0.2% lower last month, but did come in better than expected. Sales were dragged down by weak auto sales, but excluding that, sales were actually up 0.3%. Meantime, inflation at the wholesale level ticking up slightly last month at the slowest pace in 10 months. PPI rose 0.2% in May, and small business optimism dropping for a third straight month. The National Federation of Independent Businesses says May's index reading of 90.9 reached recession levels. The NFIB says the major concern for business owners is weak sales followed by taxes and regulations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
You're out driving with your baby, and her smile is saying maybe.
Drat, a flat. And just like that, both your tire and your girlfriend are deflated. No problem, you've got the Slime Smart Spare for emergency tire repair. You get a flat, grab your green slime, and just like that, no more flat.
Now, the Slime Safety Spare for automatic flat tire repair. Check out the Slime Safety Spare at Pep Boys. No time to spare.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
Today only, one half of the stock is one half off the price for one half day only. It's the one half off sale at Kubler's Furniture. Imagine walking through Kubler's beautiful Broyhill Showcase Gallery and seeing great values at one half off the price. If it's in stock and on the floor and marked one half off, grab it. 9:30 to 6 today, you save one half off on one half the stock for this famous half sale going on right now at Kubler's Furniture. Today is your chance to save big at this select sale. Now is the time to create your home sanctuary at one half the cost.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Don't miss it. This sale today exclusively at Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details. Like the Kubler's Facebook page and you can win great prizes.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Call Doug Tooley. Doug is working hard in our community. He puts in Dish Satellite. He guarantees his work. We can't say enough about Doug and his ability to get the job done. Plus, he is backing the Women's Refuge, Dancing with the Stars. He's jumped in there, and he's coming and sponsoring me for this. And plus, he's helping out with the everything that's going on with that Dancing with the Stars as far as Free Fire Media. So can't say enough. Go in, and if you want TV and great pictures and surround sound, talk to Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Okay, let's go to Don.
Good morning,
Don. You have something to say about Governor Brown?
Yes. I'll tell you what amazes me, and I know the answer is obvious. Yesterday I had to go shopping, and I noticed everything I bought, with very few exceptions, I paid tax on and gas and everything. Where is this huge amount of money coming in daily going? I just got to outstrip what they're spending.
Well, you know, that's the thing is we're making billions and billions of billions of dollars. California used to be the sixth largest economy in the world. So where's the money going? How can we be spending it? He said they took back 100,000 cell phones. The fact that there was 100,000 cell phones out there to government employees bothers me. And, you know, they're cutting back on cars. They're doing everything. But, my gosh, you know, but every time they do something, then we get another stupid regulation like this monoxide thing, or we get, you know, hey, we're going to give money to illegals here so they can go to college, but our own people can't go to college. You know, what's wrong with taking care of us first?
Well, why can't we get somebody in there who has some common sense and just gets in there and finally does something?
Well, that's a good question, Don. And when you find the answer to that, come on back in, and not only can you have your own show, you can have your own station. If you can figure that one out, why can't we get people in there with common sense? Well, obviously it's the voters. It's us. If we're going to look at somebody to blame, it's us, not you and me, because we vote right all the time. Greg votes right. I'm sure Bad Bob votes right. I'm not too sure about some of the other people out here. But, obviously there's a lot of people.
Are you sure about Bad Bob?
You're right. Sometimes Bad Bob I wonder about. Anyway, hey, Don, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
All right, Mike. Mike. From Flag Day.
Lion. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm fine.
Good.
So today's Flag Day, June 14th.
June 14th, it is.
The first official Flag Day celebration, 1885 in Wisconsin, by B.J. Signar, who became known as the father of Flag Day.
Wow. You do know your stuff.
Look at the blog today I wrote in the Record Searchlight under Flag Day. You might see some of that written.
I will definitely do that. Thank you very much.
So you got a big day today.
Today is a big day. We're going to change the giant flag out today. We're going to put the largest flag on that pole that's ever been on it, 1,800 square feet. It is one great big flag. So watch as you're going down I-5 and see that thing flying out over the freeway at times.
When are you going to raise that flag?
We have the Reading Seroptimists are going to be holding their monthly meeting at the flag, their luncheon, and we're going to have the Seroptimists help us change the flag out with the good help of several of my friends from the Enterprise Lions Club.
That's right, the Enterprise Lions Club, the ones that are the ones behind this flag.
We are the keepers of the flag. I take a very great personal responsibility for that beast up there, and it is an honor that chills me. I take it very seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's when people drive down through Reading, they see that flag, and you talk about it, in relationship to the flag, where is that? You know, so it's a great thing we do. It's not done with any type of public funds. People, our own people here make that flag or enable that flag to fly proudly.
On July 1st, we're going to dedicate a plaque on the at the front of the area where the flag is housed to those persons that gave $5,000 or more to keep that flag flying, and there'll be a little ceremony there on July 1st. You'll hear more about it. It'll come out in the papers, and we'll get something to you as well to get out over
there. Yeah, we have to come in. Somebody needs to come in and talk about it.
That'd be great.
Okay, so that's going to happen today at noon then.
That's happening
1,800
today.
Square feet.
That flag will be up there through the 4th of July.
Great. 1,800 square feet of American flag.
Think about a big house flying on a flagpole.
Wow.
That's what's going to be up there.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for calling.
My great pleasure.
And
have a wonderful day.
Man, we really appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm glad to do it.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got Greg Cataray from the Colt 45s. We're going to talk about their season, who the Colt 45s are, if you don't know for sure, and what a great group of people it is to be around. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:40 in the morning on June the 14th, Flag Day. This is Free Fire Radio.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it. And what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:44 in the morning, June the 14th, Flag Day. Our guest is Greg Cataray of the Colt 45s. You know, I love having Greg on. Besides the fact he's a professional baseball player. Or was. I mean, not now, but, you know, you look like you could get out there and play right now.
No. I like my hamstrings to go that far anymore. And definitely my shoulder. A lot of mornings it wakes me up. So.
That doesn't have somebody help you lift your arm over your head or something like that?
Yeah, I just came from 3 days of working at A's fantasy camp down in Stockton. It reminded me I'd really glad I don't do this anymore. And I put enough wear and tear on there after 18 years of playing.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about the Colt 45s.
Well, the Reading Colt 45s are a summer collegiate baseball team. It's gentlemen that have from all over the country, our local kids especially, and that still playing college baseball, looking to further their careers, and they must have played in college this year and have eligibility left to play for us. And so coaches from all over the country sent us guys to develop them. A lot of kids that are expected to step in large roles on their team next year that have been, you know, don't get a whole lot of time their freshman year, the redshirt year, that are here to improve over the summer. I mean, we have guys from, like, Sam Moore, his dad, Mike Moore, is my teammate in the Oakland A's in the World Series years. He's up here from Oral Roberts playing. We got guys from Michigan State and Oklahoma and Cal State San Marcos.
This is a national team, then. You've got people from all over.
You know, from all over. We've had six guys off this team drafted this year. You know, 31 guys in the last 6 years that have gone on and got an opportunity to play professionally after playing for us.
Well, that's great. So, tell us about the whole program, because it's a lot more than just baseball here.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit. They add some color nonprofit that we run through, and what we're trying to do is bring wholesome entertainment back to the community. You know, baseball, I mean, you can go to one of our games and a lot cheaper than you can go to the movies. You know, it's a $5 ticket. You know, we have food too. We have hot dogs, corn dogs, chicken fingers. We serve beer. We have a good time with that. We run the youth programs for the city. You know, we had over 100 kids last year that for $75 they got 4 Oakland A's tickets, season pass to our games, a hat, a t-shirt, 10 adult tickets for their parents to go. And once again, the A's response to that again this year. I know for our first camp last week of June, we've already got about 70 kids signed up. You know, so we're looking to hopefully do 150 kids this year, where our college kids get to mentor these young people and teach them the game of baseball, and also the way to carry themselves and the way we like to play the game fundamentally right.
That's great. That's super. So you can have a night out with the family, including hot dogs, and not it doesn't get into that $50 mark, huh?
Right. And we're doing a lot of things to bring a little more attention to the community with us too, and more availability. You know, this year we have Wind River sponsoring our Wind River Party Pavilion, where you can rent that for a night for a birthday party, company picnic, whatever. It's $50. Comes with 10 tickets. You know, which is the price of 10 tickets. Anyhow, it's $50, you know, but you get your own fenced off area down at the third baseline with a 20 by 30 canopy, picnic tables, and also for an event, we guarantee it. Someone from your group will be picked for three of the between any events where they get out on the field and do a contest with a chance to win some prizes and stuff, too. This year we have fireworks on July 2nd. Reading Subaru is sponsoring our fireworks on July 2nd post game, too. So a lot of different things like that.
Oh, yeah, this is great. You know what? This is like the old minor leagues stadiums where people would do things, and they have all types of events to bring in the people.
We run it like a minor league team, basically, with all the training events, blood drive night, you know, blood sort blood drive night, Manton Wineries wine tasting night, you know, different things, firefighters night. We try to do what we can. Little league, this weekend's all the different little leagues in the area we're recognizing. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, their all-star teams will be introduced and get in the game free and stuff. So
okay, now, where are you playing at?
We play at Tiger Field, right down there next to City Hall and the library, right there, and you know, we try to get that field back ship shape again, which is always a chore for us. It gets a lot of use. It's the only real full-size baseball field in the city of Reading, so we've been trying to build a field out at Simpson, and we're still struggling along with that one with the economy the way it is.
That's true. Your schedule, where can people see your schedule?
They can go to readingcolt45.com. And that has our schedule, has sign-ups for the party pavilion, things you can do. Also, we have 12,000 pocket schedules that we'll be getting out around town starting tomorrow. We're leaving for Fresno today, be back tomorrow night. And we'll be at Market Fest on Thursday up at Leatherby's and passing them out there. But a lot of businesses around town will have those pocket schedules available also.
Yeah, I'll drop a few off here. Now, did I just see where y'all won one in the 19th inning?
Yeah, up in Medford on Saturday night.
19 innings.
4-3 in 19 innings. They decided to like to work overtime.
Well, isn't this, past the bedtime of some of your players? Or, no.
The amazing thing was it was the fastest 19-inning game I've ever seen. It was 4 hours and 10 minutes. So they were done like 11:05. And if you can get a college kid in a bed by, 2 o'clock in the morning nowadays with video games and everything, you're doing good.
Okay, hey, look, our guest is Greg Catteray from the Colt 45s, the baseball team. And it's not just a regular baseball team. This is something that brings in young men from all over the United States. They give a lot to the community. And we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about things that they do and things that, it's when's the last time you went to a good baseball game and where you could have a good time and just kind of relax and have a hot dog and, I guess, some beer down there?
Nice cold beer, nice. Blue Moon, Coors Light.
Got it all. Okay, Carl Lindebach, KZNR 1460, 7:50 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Valley Bank Shop Swipe and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at NOVB.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bay, owner of Budget Blinds of Reading. I think one of the biggest frustrations for people picking out window coverings at the big box store is the confusion. Besides, there's no place better than your own home to choose colors. Second, the person helping you might have worked in plumbing the last week, and today they're a window covering expert. The dog days of summer are on their way, and so are rising utility bills. Let us show you how to insulate your windows and help you enjoy where you live. Budget Blinds is a full-service window covering contractor specializing in all types of window coverings. Budget Blinds carries shutters, draperies, blinds, even exterior shades. Did you know that exterior shades can drastically reduce heat and glare from entering your home? Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and see how easy replacing your old worn-out window coverings can be. Be sure to check your mailbox for Max Value Mailer and Mailbox Merchants for a valuable coupon. Budget Blinds is your window covering superstore to your door. License number 848-191.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, good morning. 7:52 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. June 14th, Flag Day. Okay, the weather today is going to be, like, we think it's going to hit 100. And right now it is 74 degrees already at 5 till 8 in the morning, and it's 74. I think, Bad Bob, you're going to be right. I think it's going to hit the century mark.
I think we're pushing it. We're well past due for that.
Yeah, I guess so. But you know what? And then everybody complained about that. Yeah, I wish it was cooler. Anyway, hey. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough that, you know, Espresso Joe's is not just coffee. Well, they do have great coffee. They also do ice drinks. They do smoothies. They do all types of drinks there that will, if it's hot, they'll come up with an icy drink for you, a cold drink, you know, an iced coffee, a mocha, whatever. And the girls there know how to fix it. The finest walk-in humidor in the state, and Joe and Shelley support our community. Go on in there and see, I hate to say this, a life-size poster of me looking for money for the Women's Refuge. It's scary. I know, Greg, it is. It's scary. In fact, they had to move it from where it was. It was shot twice. So, anyway. Our guest, Greg Catteray from the Colt 45s. It's not just a baseball team. It's much more than that. It's a way of teaching our youth the correct way of playing baseball, but also, you know, on doing the right thing. And, you know, it's not just a minor league team, but yet
They play like a minor league
team.
They play like a minor league team.
That's the thing. Yeah. A lot of these guys will be in the minor leagues in the next year or two. You know, and the nice thing is
31 drafted out of there. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you know, we'll lose a couple of these guys here as they negotiate here in the next month or so, too. And, you know, we had Andrew Milner from Foothill High School get drafted, Alex Vetter from up at Feather River. You know, we just had numerous guys from that played for us last year. You know, our MVP from last year went to the 12th round of the Yankees and Cody Grice. But, you know, our host families take these guys in. This year we have about 22, which is a chore nowadays with the economy the way it is. But our host families are great. They take these kids into their families. And then these guys are required to spend at least 3 hours a week working with your kids, going to their practice, whatever, and helping them with baseball. And sometimes it's tough to get instruction for, like, a catcher, so that people can request the catcher if they want and things like that. And so it works out real nice, and these people build a lot of times lifelong relationships with these guys after they leave here.
Well, you know, that's good, too. And that's something that I don't think people realize, is that your players stay with families, local families.
They stay with local families. They help out. You know, we also put together, someone needs a work crew or something, we try to help out, different things like that. You know, someone needs brush cleared, you know, the garage cleaned out, you know, something painted, you know, we try to do that. And so these guys, you know, are looking for something to do. They enjoy themselves. We try to get them out and, you know, show them Lake Shasta. And we get on the road, we try to make sure they, you know, see the Pacific Ocean and see the Redwoods. And we went to Lake Tahoe. We were in Carson City last year and show them some things they might not see if they're not on this side of the country again in their life.
That's great. Now, okay, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning to all of you guys. Hey, I want to give a little testimonial. I went to a handful of the games at Tiger Field last year and watched some very high-quality baseball played. And honestly, I was surprised. I didn't think it would be that high of quality. But Greg gets guys from colleges all over the country, and the level of ball is extremely worthy of going and paying the admission price and buying some drinks and popcorn and whatnot. Very good quality competition. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. You know, so it's $50 to, what was that, $50 to reserve that one area down there?
Yeah, the Wind River Party Pavilion, $50 is gets you the 20x30 canopy, and it gets you 10 tickets, which are $5 anyhow. Any additional tickets are $5, and that gets you your own private section where you can have your birthday party, family event, that kind of stuff, get involved in the between any events. And
you can see the game from
up there.
Oh,
yeah, it's a great seat there. We got these huge foul lines, you know, which we're going to test this year at the fireworks night. We're going to see how many people we can put into Tiger Field, you know, and extend, you know, the beer trailers down the lines and a couple different concessionaires to bring in the feed. We're expecting a couple thousand people, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they. What do you think, Bad Bob? What do you think? Going to the baseball game with for Free Fire Media?
Hot
take all of our guys.
Night, you
yeah.
Betcha.
Take there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy
watch
you corn dogs.
Ball
though.
Under the lights.
There
you
go. Hey, I think it sounds great. Okay, Greg. One more time. How can people get a hold of you or the to find out when the games are or participate? Or do you need something, you know, that people need to know about?
They can go to our website at readingcolt45.com. You Google it, it'll come up real easy. You can also call 779-0034. Hopefully someone is able to answer it as we volunteer for that. But I'll leave us a message. We'll get back to you. I did miss one guy this week I want to apologize for, but I will still call him back. But they can do that and email us, too, at readingcolt45@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll get back to you. Anybody wants to come out and volunteer, of course, we can always use it, you know, as our wives are overworked on the concessions and all that, and our daughters and sons. And so we appreciate all the help we get, and people are great in this community, and we keep growing and looking forward to continue to grow.
That's great. Now, we have a community calendar now on our new website. So if you'd like to start adding your games onto that, we'll tell you how to do that. So you can just stick them in there on our community calendar too, so they can see when the Colt 45s are playing. And I'm really, really happy that you came on, because you've been on, you know, last, you know, a couple times before, and we like the Colt 45s. I mean, this is you know, River City team here, and it does good things, and you all do a lot of things besides play baseball.
Yeah, we do
a lot of things for the community.
We also incorporated a new league this year, the Far West League, which is what was here in the 50s and 60s, you know, and so we've got a 10-team league, and right now we're in first place with a 5-1 record, and we're going to head down to Fresno here in a few minutes and hopefully continue that in the next 2 days. We'll be back this weekend against some NorCal Pirates Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
How come a town of this size has such a hard time hanging on to baseball?
Because nowadays they want you to supplement it. They want you to come. They want the city to pay for a lot of it, and what they can do that way. And that's what cities can't afford to do that right now. And you know, it's not affiliated teams, usually independent teams, which aren't real well funded, makes it pretty tough. And we also don't have a facility right now to keep that level. You got to have to get the attendance to keep it going. You have to have the individual seating and do some more. And that's where the Vacaville Stadium, we moved up here, and hopefully they put up at Simpson will make a major difference. Hopefully, and we get that done.
Yeah, that's right. We're still working on that one to get that finished.
Hopefully, break ground here in the next couple of weeks. We've been held up a little bit permit wise, and then the wet spring kept us from clearing the land and stuff. But hopefully, right, in the next week or two, we'll get going on it.
Okay, our guest has been Greg Catteray from the Colt 45s, our River City baseball team here. You need to go out and take a look at them. You take a look at their website. They're going to be back for this weekend for three games. And our guest in the next hour will be Melissa Hunt from Anderson. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the city of Anderson. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What President Obama joked about yesterday does not have Republicans laughing. The House Speaker getting into it with the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The President was already taking heat because his Recovery Act failed to keep unemployment below 8% as promised. And at a jobs event yesterday, he joked that perhaps the projects they funded weren't as ready to go as first believed.
Shovel ready was not as shovel ready as we expected.
House Speaker John Boehner not laughing, scolding the president for making light of the shortcomings of his stimulus initiative.
And I don't think it's a joke to the millions of Americans who find themselves unemployed.
A White House official, though, says the administration has already acknowledged some projects started too slowly, but they say congressional deadlines have all been met. Dave?
Mike, what will Congress do about Anthony Weiner? House Democrats are trying to figure that out as he takes a sex scandal leave of absence. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, also live in Washington.
And Dave, the House Speaker also talking about that, fielding this question in the last few minutes.
Do you believe Anthony Weiner should step down?
Yes.
Meanwhile, President Obama, as he had said yesterday, if this were happening to him, he would resign. Democrats had their weekly closed-door caucus in the past few minutes coming out. They said very little of it dealt with Weiner. But the former chair of the House Ethics Committee, Zoe Lofgren of California, said Weiner should go. But New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy said Weiner should not be stripped of his spot on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Dave?
Rich, that wildfire scorching eastern Arizona is the biggest in state history. 469,000 acres burned, 32 houses torched. It's only 18% contained as crews try to keep it from crossing the border and endangering a New Mexico town. The National Guard helping build a levee higher around Hamburg, Iowa. Parts of the small town could soon be under 10 feet of water after the Missouri River blew a big hole in another levee.
A lot of the citizens from the south end of town have left, and a lot of them say they're not coming back.
On Wall Street, a rally. The Dow up 130 points despite a drop in May retail sales, the first in 11 months. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Today I'd like to introduce you to a few of our Quicken Loans team members who know firsthand about the great benefits of our VA loans.
Hi, I'm Clayton Clausen, and I'm a U.S. Army veteran.
I'm Jason Shaw, and I proudly served in the U.S. Navy.
As veterans, we were able to take advantage of the VA loan program here at Quicken Loans.
I refinanced 100% of my home's value and lowered my payment.
I bought a house with no down payment, and neither of us had to pay mortgage insurance. VA loans never have a monthly mortgage insurance payment.
VA loans are a great benefit that you've earned by serving our country, and Quicken Loans has team members to help you take advantage of it.
Quicken Loans will provide you with easy to follow checklists, and our industry leading online tools are designed to guide you through our loan process with no surprises.
Don't wait. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenvaloans.com. Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
For weeks, prosecutors have been trying to prove Casey Anthony is a killer who murdered her young daughter, Kaylee. Today they may finish making their case. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown's following the trial live in Miami.
Dave, the trial of Casey Anthony has been going on for almost 4 weeks, and now the judge says the state prosecutors may finally be wrapping it up.
We had anticipated the defense starting on Thursday, but they are trying to accelerate that process to start on Wednesday.
And it was estimated the whole trial would take 8 weeks, but Judge Belvin Perry tells the jury it could be less. He thinks they could start deliberating by the end of next week, Dave.
Evan, the day after a man in Maine killed his two children and his estranged wife and then shot and killed himself, a prosecutor in Maine says that Stephen Lake was going to go on trial next month, accused of threatening his wife and children last year. In Britain, a juror got in trouble, found guilty of a contempt of court for communicating with the defendant in a drug and corruption trial on Facebook. That defendant was acquitted of those charges last year, but like the juror, was convicted of contempt today. Also in Britain, an old Nazi guard surfaces.
90-year-old Alexander Hurin, born in Ukraine, says he was taken prisoner by the Nazis, but opted to work as a guard at the Nazi Travniki camp, a labor camp holding Jews. Some were killed, others sent on to concentration camps. Many others at Travniki were Soviet prisoners of war. They trained as forced laborers for German industry, and some went on to become guards at death camps. This man lives freely in England, telling British newspapers today he did nothing wrong, he just did as he was told. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A legendary voice silenced.
Take out the peoples and the trash!
Carl Gardner, the original lead singer of the Coasters, dead at age 83, suffering congestive heart failure. His Coasters had 6 top 10 hits. He retired 6 years ago. Gardner's son, Carl Jr., took over then as lead singer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 on June the 14th, Flag Day. I hope you've got your flags out. I hope they're waving proudly. I hope they're not tattered. Because you shouldn't have a tattered flag out there today on Flag Day.
Quick, sir, I happen to notice over the last several days, the flag that is flying in front of the Veterans Home construction site looks like it has been pulled through a rock crusher. So I think it's high time that was replaced.
Well, then I'm sure that somebody will give that guy a call today. And if not, I think we should. Just say, hey, look, it's time to take that. Well, I was up in Oregon, and Ashford, Oregon, had their flag was tattered. Which is kind of strange. And, you know, there's not a lot of rules for flying flags, except you fly it proudly. It shouldn't be tattered. You take it in at night. It doesn't touch the ground. If you've got it lit, then you can keep it flying all through the night on that. Today at noontime, they're going to pull down the 1,500-square-foot flag, our giant flag, and put up an 1,800-square-foot flag in the giant flag. And that is the size of a house, so as is the 1,500, but this one's even bigger. I don't know if we can tell the difference, but probably we can. But what a day-to-day that's going to be. Oh, now we have in the studio Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Our Anderson, one of the city council people.
Yes.
From Anderson.
Yes.
And not only that, a dancer, a former Dancing with the Stars.
The word there is former.
Did you win?
I did.
A former winner of Dancing with the Stars. You know, my feet are just toe-tapping right now.
I was wondering what's going on. Have you started the practice yet?
Started practice. Had to.
When?
No.
How long ago?
Oh, 6 weeks.
Serious?
Serious. As soon as they said it. Oh, yeah.
Shoot, they only gave us four. They gave us 3 weeks, and I think my partner.
I went out and rented a studio.
Good for you.
Well, I didn't rent a whole studio. I rented it an hour at a time.
That's good.
Well, no, it's just that, you know, I'm just slower than everybody
else.
My feet go in different directions.
Well, yeah. I saw in your poster that you're doing something the 24th, previewing the dance, and I'm thinking, you're just brave there. That's all there is to it.
Give me a small preview. Yes, we're going to do that at Tobacco and Brew. Yeah, at Tobacco and Brew, we're going to be there on the 24th in the community room. And mm-hmm. It's going to go from 6 to 9 p.m. It's a $5 donation to get in.
Good.
And we've got maybe surprise dancers there. It might
Good.
Be, we're going to make that announcement. But it also has, we're going to have hors d'oeuvres and champagne or wine or something like that. Gives people a chance to come in, and every cent is going to go to the Women's
That's right.
Refuge.
Good, good.
And then on the 22nd, we're having a breakfast at the Country Kitchen.
Oh,
wonderful. Or we're having a remote from the Country Kitchen, and people can come in, say hello, they can donate.
Great.
And again, everything goes to the Women's Refuge.
Good, good.
So that's
guys
what we're doing.
You are always hanging out at Anselmo Vineyards. Are you doing anything up there?
Well, we've done things up there already
okay,
and
good.
Raised a raised some money from up there with our friends. Had a tiara night where
good,
people...
Good,
we auctioned off Linda's tiara.
Really?
And that worked.
Oh,
yes, that
man,
worked well.
I missed that.
Well, you know, it was a few weeks ago. It was kind of one of those spontaneous things when everybody'd had like a bottle of wine. And, hey, let's just auction this off.
And every girl needs a tiara. That's
and
it
was tiara night.
Good.
So I think everybody got one.
It's a lot of fun. I had such a blast. I actually danced with a former student. I was a teacher long time ago. And I had fourth grade, had Parker Burr in fourth grade. And then when he was 17, he's now off at Long Beach State. When he was 17, he was my dance partner and instructor. And I'm telling you, to have a 17-year-old telling you how to dance was quite interesting. But we started actually early. They gave us, I think, three full weeks to dance. And we decided quietly, you know, because we totally turned poker player, you know, not showing our cards to anybody. We started a week early. And we'd actually practice two times a day, one in the morning at Anderson River Park on the stage of the Gaia Amphitheater, and then the nightly one that they did as a group. Now, are you practicing as a group somewhere?
No, not yet. Not yet.
When does that start?
I think that starts on when the 28th
Bob's
or something like that.
Bob's got your agenda down.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody does. Now, you know what? Here's the thing is that it is. Most of the other dancers are like, you know, anywhere from age 15 to 17.
Yes.
Kathy Babcock, my... my partner,
yes.
Thank God, is you know younger than me, but still she's you know I you know dancing with a 15-year-old was telling me
yes.
do a twinkle there and I'm like oh yeah right
yeah what's that
Kathy goes when I say, hey what do you think about this and she goes no so we
yep that's good
so that was the last idea I had because I just realized is my idea of dancing is. You know, standing in, you know, going around in a circle with Linda with her head on my shoulder. So now it's, you know, I have branched out, and I can't say enough. We got to take a break here, though. And, you know, I know we love to talk about, you know, just dancing, but we're going to come back and talk what's going on in Anderson, too, and a few of the things that are going on today and tomorrow, some things to be looking for. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:11 in the morning on June the 14th. It's Flag Day. 74 degrees out there. It's hitting for 100. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bay, owner of Budget Blinds of Reading. I think one of the biggest frustrations for people picking out window coverings at the big box store is the confusion. Besides, there's no place better than your own home to choose colors. Second, the person helping you might have worked in plumbing last week, and today they're a window covering expert. The dog days of summer are on their way, and so are rising utility bills. Let us show you how to insulate your windows and help you enjoy where you live. Budget Blinds is a full-service window covering contractor specializing in all types of window coverings. Budget Blinds carries shutters, draperies, blinds, even exterior shades. Did you know that exterior shades can drastically reduce heat and glare from entering your home? Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and see how easy replacing your old worn-out window coverings can be. Be sure to check your mailbox for Max Value Mailer and Mailbox Merchants for a valuable coupon. Budget Blinds is your window covering superstore to your door, license number 848-191.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:15 in the morning on Flag Day, June 14th. Linda's on assignment. It's 74 degrees. We're running for 100 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lea, our optometrist of choice at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. We've talked about him before. We have nothing but the highest praise for Dr. Lea. He has glasses for the whole family, an on-site lab. He's been in Reading for 20 years. They've got the latest design and progressive lenses. Might ask Linda about that. But Dr. Lea is, she's reached that age. She said that the other day.
Here. I have too, as well. And those progressive lenses are hard to get used to.
Yeah.
But that's why you're looking at me with no glasses on right now.
It's glasses I have. I just pick up
anything.
Somebody's left them here. And that's not good, though, as the doctors told me. He says, that's going to really screw you up. Anyway, Dr. Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, and his phone number is 223-2325. Can't say enough about the gentleman. Our guest, Melissa Hunt, former Dancing with the Stars queen.
Yeah, you want to give up this conversation about Dancing with the Stars, and I'm not done yet.
Well, I need to talk about what's going on in Anderson.
Okay,
you just
we'll
told
come
me
back
something, but we'll come back to Dancing with the Stars. Trust me, we will. I can't get away from it. Okay, give us what's going on in Anderson.
You know, we're doing some fun things and some great, exciting things in the city of Anderson right now. Recently, as a matter of fact, in that terrible rain we had a week ago or so, we did a ribbon cutting for our walking trail from Walmart, goes to Walmart, to our downtown. And it was a combination between a group effort with the redevelopment agency and Caltrans. And it's wonderful. Of course, it was dripping. I mean, total downpour when we were cutting the ribbon. But it was so much fun because it really is an avenue for people in that neighborhood between Walmart and this downtown area, South Street, to get back and forth. They can go both directions, and it's bicycles. It's all kinds of, they can use their scooters on it, the senior citizens, and we're excited about that. It's just brand new and a group effort, and it looks beautiful, too.
Well, great. Different things that are going on in Anderson. I know that you have privatization, but you don't have a lot of city workers there. Is that correct?
I want to say 60 is my mind, in my mind.
And you all have companies come in and do a lot of the work for you? Or outside agencies or not?
A little. We have definitely a public works group that does our work. And as a matter of fact, we've been talking about, I told my city manager last week that a man named John has been our lawnmower in the Anderson River Park. And I personally think that would be the dream job. I love to mow lawns, and he mows all the lawns in all the whole park. I think it'd be fun. But yes,
are you applying for that job?
No. Okay. But we are on a skeleton crew. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We've got public works. We've got different people who have left for retirement, different reasons, and we have decided not to fill those positions for the sake of the budget. And we're working on the budget as well right now. And you've got to make different choices, just like your own personal budget. Gasoline taxes got to go to maintaining the streets. They can't go to, They can't go to maintaining the park. And revenues, including sales and property taxes, those things are down because of the economy. Nobody's going to go out and buy a house. People don't have jobs. Me personally, it affects everybody. Me personally, I was out of work for 2 years. Those things happen.
I look at the front page of the Record Searchlight today, and it's Reading home values fall. That we're the 13th This is the top 10 over year fastest depreciating markets in the U.S. in the first quarter, and we're like number 13 at 9.73%. It means we're depreciating again. I mean, it just continually happens.
Well, do you remember when we bounced so high, too? I mean, we had a long ways. We went all the way. We went way up, but we had a long way to fall, too, unfortunately.
Well, you know, the thing is, it just keeps going down. Our, yes, you know, that our and our unemployment rate has gone down. I mean, I still think it's like 15.6% or something like that. All of this has a huge impact on everything that happens in the cities.
Yes.
You know, people that bought houses are underwater with them.
Yes.
Or they're just, if they put a lot of money in it, they see their equity going away. And it does have an impact on the amount of taxes you bring in, because you've obviously, or, you know, Shasta County, and I'm sure, you know, other places have lessened the values of the houses, which means the property taxes are going down.
Yes, exactly. And therefore, less money coming to the cities as well.
That's right.
So we've got to be very careful on how we spend our money. We've got to be watchmen of our funds. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And we're trying to provide the services, but make wise decisions as well.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. John, you have a question for Melissa.
Good morning, Carl. Yes, I do. Good morning, Melissa. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. How's your knee?
My knee? It's good.
Okay, good.
Oh, hello, John. John, now you got to tell that story, too. Thank you so much. I met John on a hike one time, and John and I were in the back of the group having a great discussion, and all of a sudden John looks over, and Melissa's not there. Melissa went down like a rock and banged my knee on a big old stone there, and it was purple, and actually you couldn't even feel it
for a long time.
Yes, for a few months, for sure. How are you, John? Good to hear you.
I saw you months later at the Cascade, and you were still suffering from
it. Yes. It was colorful.
Anyway, you're okay now.
Yep, I'm good.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I know that the outlets have been going through some transition. There's been a lot of stores closing down and new ones opening up and a lot of movement, but mostly they're suffering because of the economy.
Right.
And now there's this proposal for a new shopping mall at Knighton Road. How do you think this is going to impact the outlets, and are they objecting to it or doing anything to try to have this reconsidered?
I haven't talked to anyone at the outlets regarding that specific thing, but I can tell you what I feel. Knighton Road, you know, the residents have come out and spoken against it, everything. They would like to see the difference between Anderson and Reading with agricultural land. My feeling is, why don't you come one exit south and hit that exit and come into the Riverside area, and Oxio can bring a shopping center that direction. Just across the street from the Gaia, next to the Gaia, we would love to see
some development there.
Development and tax dollars coming to the city of Anderson instead.
I can certainly understand your concern for that, and the reasoning makes sense. I happen to be opposed to the Knighton Road development. I think that taking away that particular area from the community is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bottoms should be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
I almost think it should be declared a national institution to leave it alone. Anyway, I'm glad that it seems like Anderson is flying through this depression, economic depression, very well.
Well, that's rather strong words, but we are definitely doing pretty good.
Own.
Yes, holding our own is good. Good way to put it.
Hey, we got to take a break, John.
Good to hear
job.
From you, John.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and our guest, Melissa Hunt from Anderson, she's an Anderson City Council member, KCNR 1460. It is 74 degrees, since we haven't checked that in like 10 minutes. I'm sure it's gone up again. June 14th, Flag Day. This is Free Fire Radio.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it. And what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Furniture for life, Huber's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
Today only, one half of the stock is one half off the price for one half day only. It's the one half off sale at Kubler's Furniture. Imagine walking through Kubler's beautiful Broyhill Showcase Gallery and seeing great values at one half off the price. If it's in stock and on the floor and marked one half off, grab it. 9:30 to 6 today, you save one half off on one half the stock for this famous half sale going on right now at Kubler's Furniture. Today is your chance to save big at this select sale. Now is the time to create your home sanctuary at one half the cost.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
Don't miss it. This sale today exclusively at Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Cherry Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details. Like the Kubler's Facebook page and you can win great prizes.
This is Free Fire Radio.
What the reason he was.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Pott, Melissa Hunt. Yeah, it's 8:26 in the morning on June 14th, the Flag Day. You know, you got to say things. I know.
Hello, Melissa, what was the reason?
Okay, what we were talking about, we want to talk a little bit about crimes down in Anderson. What I was talking about was, I don't know if you saw, if you heard about it or you saw it or somebody's told you about this attack down in the mall garage. It appears that a group of teenagers were down in the mall, and a guy was in a small truck with his wife, it appears, and was trying to move through the group that were kind of blocking the way there, and he honks his horn, excuse, you know, to get through. And I don't know if he honked his horn loud. It doesn't make any difference, really. And they beat on the side of his truck, and he made probably a decision as he thinks back on it, but then again, why shouldn't he be able to? He gets out of the truck, and at that point, according to the paper, he gets swarmed by these thugs. Mm-hmm. And there was a group of them, a group of thugs that swarmed him and knocked him to the ground and kicked him. And this wasn't just his story. I think it was an assistant public defender. I think I'd have to take a look at it, which I'm going to do. And it's a witness to this. According to the police department, Deputy District Attorney Patricia Haley told police that she witnessed the attack. She saw him. He said that they swarmed him, and a group of 10 to 15 teens began to circle Webbin, and that's the gent's name that got beat up so bad. One of the teenagers knocked him to the ground, and the group began to kick and hit him. A lot of heroism there from that group. They're swarmed like a pack of animals. Now,
so my question was, what was the motive there?
And it sounds I don't think you need a motive.
No kidding.
I don't think you need a motive. I think when you get a swarm of kids like this and you know, like a little pack of wild animals, mm-hmm. that what you do, though, is then you go to the pack and you start taking them out. And you take them out by, and I don't talk about killing them, you take them out and you put them in jail. Now, on the other hand, and this really has nothing to do with Anderson, but it gives me a chance the last couple minutes here. There was a big fight, and two men got beaten up pretty badly at Bert and Ernie's. Well, outside Bert and Ernie's. Okay, well, I'm like, Bert and Ernie's, that's, people can have their own opinions about Bert and Ernie's.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my big thing is they found the two guys that did it, and they admitted beating these other guys up. Drew Cheney and a guy named Jason Duke.
Duke.
Mm-hmm. Do you know him?
No.
Duke. Okay, anyway, 24. He was on felony probation for assault with a deadly weapon. He was arrested on suspicion of battery, inflicting serious bodily injury, and the probation violation. And if you look at him, he's got like eight pictures. When you go, take a look at his mugshot, he's got eight pictures in there.
Oh.
All from being arrested mm-hmm. that many times and violating his probation and all this. Well, this guy, these two guys, he's 24 years old. He must have like eight pictures in there, which means he's been picked up that many mm-hmm. times and violating probation. Well, why is he out walking around?
Mm-hmm.
24 years old. And the other guy, he's got a couple in there. And if you've got like 10 minutes, go ahead and look at all the mugshots. I mean, you look at him and go, oh, my God.
Maybe we need to enroll him in Jack Nicholson's anger management class.
Yeah, the anger management class. Somebody said they've known him for a long time. You look at one of the threads and said, he's been like that a long time. But the fact he's out walking the streets is one of those things that we've got to maybe start getting used to.
That's sad.
I'll tell you why, because they're getting ready to turn loose all these prisoners.
Mm.
So where do you think they're going to come from? They're going to take the least offensive, I would hope, and put them out in the streets. And again, if we're having problems with 10 to 15 of these mm-hmm. teenagers, which to me is called a gang
yep.
that's doing this,
yes.
and this is something we all need to discuss. Sorry, I didn't mean to take that away from you, Melissa.
No, good.
But I want to talk about...
it's our society in today's world.
Anderson, yeah. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans are taking aim at President Obama again.
The president, in a speech, joked about the fact that his stimulus plan hasn't worked quite the way they thought, and it hasn't created the jobs that were promised.
House Speaker John Boehner says that's no joke. The White House response? All the stimulus projects met congressional deadlines. The president, meanwhile, will soon land in Puerto Rico.
Gerald Ford was the last sitting president to visit Puerto Rico, and John F. Kennedy the last to make an official visit. This visit comes amidst a debate over whether the island will stay a U.S. territory. The president's task force on Puerto Rico recommending a vote on their status by island residents next year.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. Two more Republicans want to take President Obama's job.
I want to take your voice into the White House, where it hasn't been heard for a long time.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has filed the paperwork to run, and AP is just reporting John Huntsman will formally enter the 2012 race next week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily, and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a 5-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Alma Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Botland is on assignment, 8:35 in the morning, June the 14th. It's Flag Day. 74 degrees out there. We're heading for 100. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo, or at least the reports are. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts. Great prices. You get a money off if you're a veteran. That's right. If you're a veteran, they will give you a discount. And they give great haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold. Go in there. Go in there and talk to them or just listen to it. The conversation there is great, and the haircuts are great. What can I say? Our guest, Melissa Hunt.
Good morning.
Anderson, woo-hoo. City Council.
Yes, sir.
We were just talking about crime here. And somebody, by the way, we got a phone call or a personal observation from somebody that was there last. And this beating we were just talking about occurred last Thursday, right after Market Fest, I assume, or sometime during that frame. Said he saw two groups of young of teenagers, one on each side of the street, and he said he was kind of concerned it was going to be a big fight. And as it is, one person was attacked. We just talked about it. Anderson, what about crime down there in Anderson? I mean, you guys are a little bit, you know, you're south of us, but.
Well, our recent, which is not highly recent, report from the police department, just the annual report on crime that we get. The crime was basically down except for domestic abuse. And when the economy is bad, they say that domestic abuse goes up. And
well,
of
there's
course,
more pressure.
Exactly.
There's a lot more pressure.
People are
there.
Fighting about
well, they're home,
finances.
They're home
and
more.
That's
and
true, too. Yeah. At yeah, not working at home. Yes, around each other more. Too much.
Yeah.
So that's basically. We have had a little bit of a problem in the way of a drunk driver recently. A drunk driver went through, barreling through Anderson River Park and hit the Veterans Memorial Park area and took off one of the columns. And, you know, I went down there that night, and our public works people had already been there, cleaned up everything. And if you come in the front way, apparently the mayor had gone in the front way and she saw that the column was missing. I had come in the back way, and I didn't even realize that the column was missing. I couldn't even see the damage. So I'm told that we're fixing the column this week, but Public Works was on it and fixed it. You can't even see any damage. Plus, by the way, it's looking so good. Jeff Nelson, Jeff Nelson and the Patriot Guard riders
they
are
go
taking
down
great
regular
care of that area. And
Jeff and the PGR are great people.
Yep.
I hope the drunk driver has to pay for all of this.
Yes, as a matter of fact, she's in, as last I heard, she was in critical condition, so I honestly don't know the situation was. Yeah, there was no brake marks, nothing. She really did. It was a drunk driver. I don't know what she was, closed eyes, you know, out cold, what, but she had her pedal to the metal.
Changing subjects, as
yes,
we do here a lot. Anderson has been able to attract businesses. Probably a little bit better than Reading and some other places. And
we hope so.
How can you do this? How can you continue to do this?
Well, the city manager would have all kinds of things to say about that. On a side note to that, today is Walmart's in Anderson 5th birthday. So happy birthday to Walmart. They're celebrating right now with cake cutting ceremony down there. And they have got all kinds of deals going all week. I'm not their spokesman, but hey, Anderson did bring in Walmart. It was great help to the
that
city.
Must have been a pretty big
is a big help.
Tax increase there?
It was a big help. We desire to be business friendly. I have, because of the times, because businesses have been closing all over, not just Anderson, I've kind of pushed that we get some sort of an agenda in the way of what is available, an itinerary, just basically a list, an inventory. That's what it is, an inventory of what buildings are available, what places, land ready for development. I want an ongoing inventory list of places that we can open to businesses. I'd like to have it posted on our website as well, so when people are researching our area, that they will see that. And EDC is working with us as well. I desire to be business friendly. We met with a business owner last week, a property owner, I should say, and I said, "Come on in, let's talk about it." And we tried to help her. She's in the process of trying to sell her business, and that's what I wanted to do. We want to help people. That's all there is to it. It's their benefit. It's our benefit. It's the city's benefit. So.
It is. I mean, if there's ways you can help business,
yeah,
we should do that. We're going to take a quick break here when we come back. Our guest, Melissa Hunt, is from Anderson. I want to talk about new collectives or cooperatives, the rules about that. if we got Anderson here. But first we want to make an announcement that Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office just called and said the flag at the vet's home will be replaced ASAP. Bob?
Thank you, Bob.
One, you're listening, and two, you're making it work. Thanks a lot.
Awesome.
And our salute to Bob Dunlap over there at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, because it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be tattered out there. And I tell you what, and Bob's will take care of that, but the contractor out there needs to be contacted. The contractor's been called and told about it, and he's fixing it. Okay, a salute to the contractor, whoever that is.
Ways to get things done.
You know what? We've had this happen before. People have called our show and said, you know, this flag looks bad there, and before we can even make phone calls, it's taken care
Wonderful.
Of.
Wonderful.
So I guess people are out there listening, and they're taking care of it. So, hey, thanks a lot, and Bob for you, Bad Bob, and Bob Dunlap, and a salute to the contractor, too. Thank you. Okay, we've got to take a break here. I guess Melissa Hunt from the Anderson City Council. We're talking about ways of attracting business out there, about crime that looks like it's down in Anderson, except for the
domestic
violence, which seems to be going up everywhere because of what's going on here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how business comes into Anderson and the future of what we're looking at with Anderson. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:42 in the morning on Flag Day. Join us after these messages.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Wind River Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long tub frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked. If you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:45 in the morning on June the 14th, Flag Day. How hot is it right now, Bad Bob? This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's hot, so you go down there and get that icy drinks. You get those slushy drinks. You get those iced coffees, those iced mochas at Espresso Joe's. Then we have the community room right next to them. Joe and Shelley have discounts for veterans. They support our community. And on the 24th, I'm going to say it again, we're having a fundraiser for the Women's Refuge, and Dancing with the Stars is going to be right there from 6 to 9 p.m. We're going to be talking. We're going to be probably perhaps a little preview of what you'll see, some other dancing there that you'll really enjoy. And hors d'oeuvres, wine, champagne, and it's a $5 cover charge, plus any donations you want to make when we get you in there. And that's going to be on June the 24th at Tobacco and Brew. Can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and how they support our community. 77 degrees, my friends, heading for 100. Melissa Hunt is our guest here from the Anderson City Council. There's something else you're into today you wanted to talk about, besides just the city of Anderson. It was about seniors.
Yes. Tomorrow, June 15th. Today is the 14th, right?
Flag Day, June 14th.
Okay, yes. I know it's Flag Day. Happy Flag Day. But tomorrow is June 15th. It's World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And I don't know if it's because of my love for history, and these guys, seniors, are walking history lessons. But seniors are always on my mind. I was raised in a family that we took care of our older family members. I had a great aunt who did not have children, and after she lost her husband, I was away in college when my great uncle passed away. But years later, when I was late 20s, 30s, living right here in Shasta County, she lived in Grass Valley. She had a man move in her house, all under the window of, hey, give me a room and let's be roommates and share some expenses and let's go out to dinner, you know, and all that stuff. And pretty soon my mom and dad saw that there was a problem here. He would basically say, you deserve a steak dinner. Let's go out on the town. And basically he was living off of her money. And my mom basically moved down to Grass Valley for a period of time and moved in with my aunt in order to kick him out. And it was just protecting our elders, our seniors, our family members.
We have friends that has happened to them.
It happens all the time.
Sometimes other family members are like, leeches. They get in there and they take advantage of the elderly.
And it's family members as well.
Their cars, their credit cards. I mean, we've had another family, close friends of ours that happened to.
And
I mean, multiple trips down to try and help that out.
Some people think, oh my gosh, she's moved in a younger man. What's going on there? And they don't want to say anything, but you've got to. You've got to, you know, if it looks like a rabbit or duck, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's definitely a duck. But I have a friend also who, she's 90s, you know, and she had a house cleaner. We were just visiting one day, and she was telling me about her house cleaner. Yeah, she's pretty good, but I had to speak to her because she would bring over an iced tea glass full of wine, and I don't like her drinking in my house. And I'm thinking, holy cow, you're drinking wine while you're cleaning the house? A house cleaner's coming into somebody else's house doing that? And it ended up that my friend went into the hospital, and the house cleaner went over to her house to clean her house. No need to clean her house. She'd been in the hospital for a period of weeks. And I went over there just because that's who I am. And she stepped out of the room, and here's this big tall glass of whatever. And so I sniffed it, and it was wine. And it's like, you know, you're doing exactly what she has asked you not to do in her house. And so I went back and told her, and she said, I don't like that. And I said, well, you want me to let her go? She says, yeah. So I went over there and let her go. But we just need, I want to encourage all your listeners to watch out for their seniors. You know, there
well,
are
senior abuse is a real problem, mm-hmm. as many people will tell you. And unfortunately, it's a problem on the rise because there's getting to be more and more seniors.
Yes.
And because of, and I go back to the economic conditions that, you know, Social Security,
yeah.
you know, it, which is supposed to be a, you know, a, just something to help you with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a supplement to what you've got. That, you know, people that, you know, children who have, you know, who could help their parents
mm-hmm.
are hurting themselves.
Yes.
They're making just enough money to take care of themselves. Seniors are, you know, things can happen that are abusive, and people need to report it, just like you would child
yes.
abuse.
Yes.
It's a big thing. I mean,
yes.
And well-known people, like Mickey Rooney just put a restraining
That's
order
right.
against his son
mm-hmm.
for abuse. And so this is the kind of thing is that you need to take, you know, we need to look after our children and our seniors.
Yes.
I mean, what country doesn't do that?
And some of our seniors, you know, what's important to a senior? Independence. And they're looking as much as they can for places to still have things done, like their in-home care, their house cleaning. But at the same time, there's the places where people will take advantage of them. And just look out for those elderly neighbors, those relatives. You know, and it's not necessarily a stranger that's coming in. It can definitely easily be
yeah.
a family member as well.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Melissa Hunt of Anderson City Council. We've been talking about a lot of things, Dancing with the Stars, and
we're going back
elder
to that
abuse,
too, Carl.
And the you know the fact that the what's going on in Anderson is a big thing, and
yes.
the and how they are progressing during this recession. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:51 in the morning, 77 degrees. We're going for 100. It looks like, and it's June 14th. Flag Day.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
Today only. One half of the stock is one half off the price for one half day only. It's the one half off sale at Kubler's Furniture. Imagine walking through Kubler's beautiful Broyhill Showcase Gallery and seeing great values at one half off the price. If it's in stock and on the floor and marked one half off, grab it. 9:30 to 6 today, you save one half off on one half the stock for this famous half sale going on right now at Kubler's Furniture. Today is your chance to save big at this select sale. Now is the time to create your home sanctuary at one half the cost.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Don't miss it. This sale today exclusively at Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Cherry Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details. Like the Kubler's Facebook page and you can win great prizes.
Hello, this is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies, and the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free asphalt cowboys, pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family in our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:55 in the morning. June 14th, Flag Day, 77 degrees today. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Call 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Doug Tooley, local guy, veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He puts in Dish Satellite. He does a great job. He supports our community in so many different ways. If you call the 800 number, it'll go someplace else. It doesn't stay in our community. And you know how strong we are on shopping local, buying local. So that's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, at 244-1988. Now, I'd like to just remind everybody today, besides this being Flag Day, the Army announced that we lost two more Americans in Iraq on Monday, were killed in Iraq on Monday. Now, there's no details to it for it right now, but the new deaths bring to the number 4,462 American service members who have died in Iraq since the war began in 2003, and that's 8 for June in Iraq. 5 were killed last week. In fact, last Monday, a week ago. In fact, it was a week ago yesterday, 5 were killed. And that's probably the largest number that's been killed in action in Iraq in a while. And those wars are not over yet. Mm-mm. And Afghanistan is still hot. Libya, and we're still fighting in Libya at $1 million a day. If somebody will explain that one to me. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
I just want to say how proud we are of you.
Thank you.
Taking care of your neighbors like you do and things like that. I know that you practice what you preach on that, and your whole family has been that way, too.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
So, anyway, it's been a pleasure. We've known Melissa Pryor since she was maybe 10 years old.
Jim, what's your last name?
Wright.
Oh, hi, honey. Yes, I grew up with Jim's son, John. Bless your heart, honey. Thank you.
Anyway, I just wanted to say how proud we are of you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim, for calling.
You bet.
You know, so many times people... you know, calling in and saying, having a person call in and say something nice, it just makes it, you know, that's it. That can keep going for another 3 years or something
that.
No
kidding, that's true.
Okay, we got like 3 minutes left. Okay, we'll finish up with this Dancing with the Stars. Now, how it's become a...
It is one of the best fundraisers for the Women's Refuge.
I think it is.
Thank you for doing it, because I think you'll be a great asset. We know we've got to have all ages recognized, and you're definitely... Uh-oh, the look.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Hey,
16,
I was one of the...
I thought I wasn't even old enough.
I was one of the older ones as well. But I have a check here for $25 for the Carl Bott part of Dancing with the Stars.
Yay!
That I want to give to you today.
Hey, I will take
it. I also, as a representative of Anderson, I want to give a challenge to, here, hand me the check again.
Okay.
Bob's taking pictures.
Women's Refuge.
I want to challenge everybody from Anderson to send up a check for $25 to Carl for Dance with Stars. Make your check out to Women's Refuge.
That's right.
And send it to your address?
Yeah, 1326 Market Street in Reading at 96001. Just send it to me, and just make sure you make the check out to Women's Refuge. We put them all into a one bag, and then and we're going to deliver them here at the end of the month.
Yes, I actually collected cans, aluminum. I was doing the fundraiser type thing that you're doing. I did it at Mary's Pizza Shack at Dine and Donate. They would still do one for you, by the way.
Oh yeah, they're good.
They'll
down there too.
Yeah, they are so helpful with community things. And I did a couple of other things. And they, of course, it was the poker player in me. Of course, I don't play poker, but I'll definitely rise to a challenge. I walked in there with $1,400. Nothing like they did last year. They awesome
it's
group
gotten,
last year.
I tell you what, it's gotten.
I know it's gotten huge. You know,
the bar was raised in the last year, you might say.
So I wish you the best. I will be there that night. Good luck. I think you guys have. It's just a great group of people that you guys have dancing this year. I'm excited for you.
Well, you know, we're doing it for a great cause, and I tell you what, you wouldn't get me out on the stage unless it was a good cause.
That's right. Amen.
I promise you of that. Hey, thank you so much, Melissa. Hey, our guest tomorrow, Kurt Starman, city manager of Reading. There's a lot of questions that have probably come up in the last couple of weeks that Kurt will answer for us. Also, we're having Wade Riggs on talking about a couple of the theater projects around coming into town here. But tomorrow, Wednesday, Kurt Starman is our guest. It's been a great day. It's going to be 100 degrees today, my friends, so take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves out there.
Drink your water.
Yeah, and Linda will be back tomorrow.
Happy Flag Day.
Happy Flag Day. Remember those soldiers killed in action there on Monday. Carl and Linda Bott. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.